Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Standing there looking at the man in the mirror. Hard to make a change when you're so far gone. Feeling like your dreams couldn't be any further. But you're doing what you gotta do just to keep the lights on. Praying hard, I'm light of rain. Forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever. It's just hard now. Everything will turn back up now. So you don't have to stay on the ground. I'll pick you up. Like you got the whole world on your shoulders. You try to walk with it, but you stumble and fall again. Out here on your own, thinking nobody loves you. And you wouldn't be mad if you didn't wake up the next day. But you're praying hard, so your knees don't feel a thing. Forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever. It's just for right now. Everything will turn back, oh, back around. So you don't have to stay on. You don't gotta stay on the ground. I'll pick you up.
Hiram 1555 1555, facebook.com/Hiram1555, blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere, bar none, across the web. This is your platform for black education, black inspiration, black edification, and black empowerment. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled An Unimaginable Nightmare on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All praises due to Allah. That title in itself is worth repeating. This show today is titled An Unimaginable Nightmare on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. For those of you who may not know the location of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, this is the street and address of the White House, the halls of American power and government. So, we titled the show that because so much breaking news has been going on in the last few days. So many things have been going on via geo-posturing, via economics, via racial tensions, the build-up not only in America but in Europe. We're seeing the willful ignorance and ignoring of blatant racism from Europe into Africa. We're seeing this from America in Africa and Asia. And so many things are bringing these things about to show the world who is the greatest stumbling block to peace. This is to show the world who is the mischief maker in the bloodshed, the bloodshed. This is true. And brothers and sisters, you have to bear with me. I'm out of breath a little bit. I'm thirsty. My mouth is dry. I've been at martial arts class all morning long, me and my daughter and my son. So we're hopping to it to do the show. We want no excuses. We want to talk to you about these things. And we want to share with you the time and what's going on and what must be done, okay? So from time to time, I'm going to stop and drink me some water, all right? I'm still sweaty, but here I am right here before you all. Now listen, there is a breakdown politically within America. There's a breakdown politically within America's organizations internationally. There's a breakdown economically within America, and there's a breakdown economically within the world, according to America and Europe, internationally. I ask these people these questions often, and it is not through arrogance. It's because I want to have an honest discussion with you, and I want an honest answer. Why are all of these things, all of these trials, all of these tribulations, all of these snares that is catching America, that are catching America, that are catching Europe, that are catching and breaking all of the levers of power, economically, politically, geopolitically, whatsoever you may call it, why are they taking place now? Why didn't they not take place 40 years ago? Why did they not take place 80 years ago? Again, the reason I ask you these things is because what we need to do is we have to look at things in their proper perspective, in their proper place. Because things happen in the time that has been allotted to them. And so these things that are happening now happens in this time that was allotted for the judgment to take place in America. And the judgment to grab hold to the Western world and bring it to its knees. Because it was 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. And all of these things, the market meltdown, the market turmoil, the breakup in international trade, right? The global chest thumping of who is the baddest, right? The rising up of nations against Western arrogance and hubris. The turning of allies to enemies. All of these things were prophesied. All of these things were foretold, whether in the Bible and the Holy Quran, but they were made known and manifested by the last and the greatest messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. You cannot turn away from this. We've often read these things in these books. I've let you hear him say these things on clips. You can't shun the truth. What America is looking at is a very, very polarizing event. It is the breaking up of her power, of her authority, of her ability to project fear on other nations. You understand where we are in this? Look, everywhere you look now, everybody is calling out and telling you that there is no if but when, right? They're telling you this 20 years ago, and not even 20 years ago, I remember having a conversation with a family member. And I was trying to talk to them. They were a Freemason, and I was breaking down their Freemasonry and all of that stuff. And they sat quietly, and they bore witness. And I was doing this in front of other family members because they like to try to, you know, look down on you. And so one day, as we're teaching on these things, and I start talking about the collapse of America and how the dollar would be brought down and how America would be brought to her knees in abject poverty. And I remember his words to me is that, oh, and listen, he got French then. He became a Frenchman then because when I started talking about America and her prosperity and her wealth being taken from her, it was no longer I or you or me. It was we. We too strong for that. Oh, our dollar never falls. This is what they said. Because they have been brainwashed into believing that America, you know what, and let me say this, they have been brainwashed so much into America's beliefs, so much so that they believe it harder than the people who are playing the tricks on them. Isn't that something? This is how our mindset, we have been brainwashed into believing that America can't fall. We've been brainwashed into believing that we can build a better society if we demand that America treat us as equals, which they will never do. You see that it's getting worse by the day. What's going on in America? It's the manifestation of prophecy. I know you guys are tired of hearing me say this, but I have to tell you the truth. I have to give it to you. Like they say on the streets, I have to give it to you 100. I got to do it like that. I can't give you this with a chaser. I got to give it to you raw, undiluted. Whether you accept it or whether you reject it, that's up to you. But the fact still remains that you are living in the fall of America. This is real. Here's an article right here. Listen, this is on, Salon, S-A-L-O-N. This is a major magazine, major newspaper. And what they're trying to tell you is that the economy is doing good. Right? They're talking about we're having the greatest expansion in American history. They put all this fluff there, right? They don't tell you that this expansion, this so-called greatest expansion in American history, this is what Trump doesn't tell you. It's fueled by debt. How in the hell can you prosper when you are constantly ensnared in debt? Huh? Again, we use an example, an analogy. If you lived your life based on the debt cycle and everything that you got, pushed you further and further into debt, and you became so entrenched in debt that there was a mathematical impossibility for you to pay back your debt to the people that you are in debt to. Do you believe that they will continue lending to you? Do you believe that you could still fuel that lifestyle? Huh? Well, if common sense tells you that you can't do it, then common sense tell you that no nation can do it. You understand? So, in the Salon article, and listen to the title. The end really is near. Or what? Why didn't they say that 30 years ago? Why are they talking about the end coming now? Huh? And being very near. It says, the end is near. A play-by-play of the coming, so it's on its way, economic collapse. So this nightmare that America has been pushing off, she's been kicking the can down the road. We finally hit a dead-end alley, and she can no longer put off the inevitable because the debt cycle has increased exponentially with America's spending. You understand? Let's just check out the article a little bit, okay? We won't read all. I just want to read, and I just looked at it, so I'm going to be new to this just like you, okay? So it says, recoveries generally don't die of old age, so what's going to kill ours? Five economists call it like they see it. Since June 2009, the pit of one of the biggest recessions in American history, the U.S. economy has been growing, slowly but steadily. Well, how has it been growing? Through debt. So there's no growth. That's an illusion. How the hell can you be prosperous and rich? You might have clothes on. You might be driving a Mercedes. You might have a house in the hill, but it is on a debt-fueled expansion. You understand? And sooner or later, somebody's going to clip the credit card. Somebody's going to reject your application for more credit, right? Okay, let's go further. That's just over 9 years of uninterrupted growth. If the good times roll for another year, and most economists expect they will, this expansionary period will go down as the longest ever in American history, surpassing the 120-month long period during the 90s tech boom, which was another bubble, right? And we know what happened with the, when it went bust, right? Okay, let's go further. There's precedence for unprecedented growth. It always ends. The economy, of course, moves in cycles. And no matter how you slice it, it would seem there's only so much more climbing before a fall. But what will set it off? What will set off a downturn? How bad will it be? And when will it actually happen? To answer these questions and more, Salon consulted with five economists, three of whom, Peter Schiff, Stephen King, and Dean Baker, predicted the 2008 financial crisis before it hit. Now, so, I want to ask you, and I can read more, but I'm going to stop right there for a minute because I want to get to a point here. All right? Now, in here it says, there's precedence for unprecedented growth. What is the precedence for unprecedented growth? It always ends. The economy, of course, moves in cycles. And since this is a debt-fueled economy, and since this is a debt-based system, not just in America, but globally, it consumes, the way it expands is to produce more debt. People are born into debt. You die in debt. This is the way, this is what the beast does. Right? And now that it is reaching for more corners of the world to try to put in debt so that it can fuel the debt-based system at home. This is why you hear the rattlings of war. Okay? So it says, and no matter how you slice it, so you mean no matter how I try to put shoes on a pig and lipstick on a pig, it's still going to be a pig? Listen to this. And no matter how you slice it, it would seem there's only so much more climbing before a fall. So, they are expecting a fall. This is something that you should be expecting also. America is under a tremendous burden, black man and black woman. I want you to understand something. She's hundreds of trillions of dollars in debt, right? She has budget deficits monthly, 63, 83, 53 billion, listen to me good, in trade deficits monthly. Do you understand that's tens of billions of dollars stacked upon already hundreds of billions of dollars and even trillions of dollars? She is officially close to $22 trillion in debt, with $40 to $60 trillion in unfunded liabilities, hundreds of trillions of dollars off budget debt, and quadrillions in derivative debt. Do you see this nightmare? This is what they don't want you to look at, because it's scary as hell. It'll make Jason and Freddy Krueger look very, very minuscule. You understand? Because they understand what's going on. Think about this. How in the world can America succeed? How can she survive? How can she progress forward? We're not talking about 30 years down the line. We're talking about out of the situation that she is in now, with debt unheard of. Do you know, I was reading an article the other day, and it was an updated article from a few months ago, and it shocked me. Well, it shocked me, but didn't shock me at the same time, because the service of debt, and I remember I said it on one show, and I was quoting an article, that America to service her debt, she was paying $500 billion, right, to service her debt. And then an article I was reading last night, which was an updated version of that, said that America is paying close to $1 trillion to service the debt. Now, mind you, this is not the newly accrued debt that happens on a monthly and bi-quarterly basis. This is just for old debt. You understand? And even more so, she's buying up her own security bonds to try to hide inflation and mask an economic tsunami or volcanic eruption that is shaking the ground. You understand? There's no way out of this for her. This is the thing that she must see. And let me go to the Bible. We're going to play some clips, but you guys bear with me. Please be patient with your brother, okay? I'm trying to find. Okay, here we go. Here we go right here. I want you to pay close attention to this, all right? Because this is something that's needed for you about the fall of America. All right? Excuse me, brothers and sisters. Darn it, I dropped the book. Hold on one second. I was looking so hard, I dropped the book. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. Get your brother. Be patient with your brother. Don't be mad at me, okay? All right? I make mistakes too, brothers and sisters, so don't get mad at me, okay? But I want you to understand where we are in prophecy. Man, there's so many things I'm looking at. I picked the book up, so many things I want to address. But listen to this. Isaiah. All right? Let me drink a little water real quick. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne. Hold up, stop right there. But America had once been the undisputed crown global hegemon, right? Right? Even our own people referred to America in the feminine arena when they would say, she, America, Lady Liberty, America the Great, she, right? So the book is talking about something that is described in a feminine way. And it says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. Uh-oh. Why should she sit on the ground? There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, excuse me. And it says, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Remember, America was looked upon as the place to be around the world. Education, she was. Everybody would flock to America to get in her universities and colleges, right? Everybody would flock to America because of her so-called wealth, her perceived wealth, right? Everybody would flock to America because they thought that the American dream was real and it was attainable for everybody. Right? And now what they're looking at is this whore, this harlot with no makeup on. They're realizing that that woman that you thought had the big booty, once she pulled her skirt up, she had on flabby rubber underbottoms that made it look like she had a butt. She's infested with all types of economic venereal disease, right? Is that not right? And so the nations are pulling back, and they're seeing her unmasked. They're seeing her without the mascara, the eyeliner, the blush, and all of those things. And they see that she's a very ugly lady now. And so she no longer has the throne of power on the globe. Look at her being challenged at the UN. Look at her being, now that's our own organization. Look at the nations challenging her economically. Look at them rising up against her politically. Even our allies have become enemies to her in this day and time. There is no throne for her anymore. She just can't sit perched upon top of the nations and say, I am and there is none other. Because now she's crumbling. Her dollar base is crumbling. Her economic base is gone. Her manufacturing base is gone. Right? She produces movies and guns and madness. That's it. And the nations are starting to awaken, and now they're looking at her, and what looked as a throne is now more like a arid desert that she's sitting in. There's nothing there. They understand that she has wiped out all possibilities of life returning or wealth returning under her rule. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I want you to listen to Mr. Gregory Mannarino as he talks about what he saw in the Sunday market. And then we're going to go after that and come right back to him and let you hear what he has to say about, I think it was on a Monday or on a Monday market. But pay close attention to what he says, okay? Because today we're going to play some Mannarino and we're going to play some Peter Schiff, because these two were two of the biggest proponents and backers of Trump. And I was telling you, they will be greatly disappointed, because nothing can stop prophecy. You understand? The white man thought he had a glimmer of hope with Trump because Trump was telling them what they wanted to hear. And now those who have the insights to the economic markets are frustrated, dejected, and feeling abandoned by the person that they put all their faith in, because not even Trump can stop the bum rush of what's coming. Listen to Mr. Gregory Mannarino, and we're going to, on the next side of this clip here, we're going to go back to Scripture, all right, and we're going to see how America has fallen. So pay close attention. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino, here on a Sunday, a very rare event, sitting before you, unshaven, wearing what appears to be a Starfleet uniform. Well, guess what? I'm going to clue you in on something. This is a Starfleet uniform. So why on earth, or, you know, where no man has gone before, would Gregory Mannarino be sitting here on a Sunday, unshaven, wearing a Starfleet uniform? Because, people, frankly, we need to stop the madness. It's really the truth. I couldn't even wait to do a video or include what I'm about to tell you tomorrow. I had to get this out now because it's frankly unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable what we just found out here. And I've just got a couple of things I want to read to you. You know, I'm just fishing around here online, and a couple of things just catching my attention. And here is just a couple. The Treasury Department. This is incredible. Sit down if you're not sitting down for this. Or if you happen to have a Starfleet uniform, go get it, put it on, because this is really just, again, where no man has gone before. Or woman, for that matter. The Treasury Department cuts bank taxes by announcing financial services don't include banking. Okay, net result is, has the effect of cutting taxes being paid by the banks. Did you hear what I just said? I am certain that our president, who plays 5D chess or has a real plan here, signed off on this. How is this helping the average guy or the average girl? By giving the banks a tax break, by stating that financial services do not include banking. I don't know. Again, I'm sitting here in a Starfleet uniform, so there's something off up here. Help me out here with that one. How about this? U.S. spending on its interest now hits an all-time high as our budget deficit soars to nearly $700 billion. Well, that's bringing the Federal Reserve right to the forefront. Borrow, borrow, borrow. Now, a lot of you seem to believe this is a good thing, that, you know, President Trump's master plan is to borrow into oblivion, and then all of a sudden, you know, he'll let us in on his plan here that is being speculated on by, I don't know, a bunch of websites that are brainwashing people. Because here's the effect right here, and this is what really prompted me to sit here unshaven on a Sunday wearing a Starfleet uniform. Consumer debt yet again hit another record high, and what is the effect of this? More Americans are applying for bankruptcy or filing bankruptcy than we've ever seen. So how is, and it's actually hurting older Americans, which I found actually somewhat surprising, a little bit. I had to sit back and ponder it, why this would be affecting older Americans to such a degree. But understand, look, the system is toxic. You all know that. Some of you believe that this is a grand plan. But the grand plan thus far, 569 days into President Trump's presidency, is hurting the average guy and the average girl, and bringing world central banks, our central bank, the Fed, right to the top of that pyramid, like I've been explaining to you. And now we find out that the Treasury Department, his Treasury Department, is going to make it easier for these banks to pay less taxes. Well, like I said earlier, and there are some who are going to get their feelings hurt here, and frankly, I don't give a damn. Because if you sincerely believe that there is a grand plan here and Trump is playing 5D chess, you really should find a good psychiatrist to talk to. You can speculate and think all you want, but look at what's going on here. It is frankly unbelievable. Anyway, I hope you found some of this interesting. Because people, look, we have to stop this. I can't stress this enough. Candidate Trump, like I spoke about in a tweet I did, I think, yesterday, this guy had it right. He said that debts and deficits were out of control and promised to stop the madness then. He also made it as plain can be that he believed at that time that the Federal Reserve was rigging the market so President Obama would just look good. But how did this all just slip the mind of now President Trump? Candidate Trump was a completely different man than President Trump here. And yes, I will concede that he has done some good things for our country. But isn't that the job of the president? What has he done that's so special here? And if you look at what I just went over and just watch this video again, unless you know you don't want to hear these things because it's the truth. Well, I don't know what to tell you then, but nothing here, especially that has developed over the last couple of days, on top of everything else that I've been discussing, is helping the average guy or the average girl, with bankruptcies now soaring, with consumer debt now at a new all-time record high deficits, and now banks are going to get a break on their taxes. Well, if that sounds like a grand plan to you or 3D chess to you, you got a problem. See you tomorrow.
Woe to thee that spoileth, and thou wast not spoiled, and dealest treacherously, and they dealt not treacherously with thee. When thou shalt cease to spoil, thou shalt be spoiled. And when thou shalt make an end to deal treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with thee. This is what you see going on with America and her allies. This is what you see going on in the political arena and the economic arena. And this is what you see going on with these currency manipulations and depreciations, because there's a war going on. Most of you are unaware that World War III is underway. This is the war of Armageddon. All of what you see taking place right now has its root in the war of Armageddon. And now America is so tied into these other nations, when she does something, there's a great blowback effect to herself, right? To her allies. There's a great blowback effect to this. She must receive that of which she's given. You understand what I'm saying? So, the book says, I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Now, what you see going on here is God breaking a bank. He's breaking a bank. The wealth that these white people are storing up, and I got to just be 100 about it, that's coming to you. The silver, that's coming to you. If you look in Scripture, look. And brothers and sisters, please do this. Don't be lazy. Do this. Go look at the history of Moses. And go and see what God told Moses to tell his people before they came out of Egypt. They went and borrowed gold and silver. Right? They went and did that. Because it was the time for them to come out. They had to be paid for the labor of their ancestors and for them. You understand? So God is breaking America's will. He's breaking her power right now. Right now. black man and black woman. It's something else when you can see these things. Let's go a little further. I mean, it's just something. The book says in Jeremiah, I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and a delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed everyone in his place. What is he talking about? The next verse tells you what he means by shepherds pitching their tents around this woman or this daughter of Zion. It says, prepare ye war against her. And let us go up at noon. Woe unto us. For the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. Look what's going on. Look what's going on. There's an economic war going on, and it is destroying the stability of the number one pillar of white supremacy, the number one pillar of American influence and American power. What is it? The dollar. Right? The U.S. dollar. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says, excessive use of dollar by U.S. can make others trade in national currencies because she's pushing the nations to the brink. Right? Erdogan of Turkey says we're going to trade with our Eastern partners and our African partners in national currencies. Right? This is what's going on. This is death by a thousand cuts. This is bringing the empire to its knees. Right? Oh, do you understand, brothers and sisters? Listen, I'm talking to you to try to show you that what is going on here cannot be undone. This stuff has been ordained. This stuff must take place to free you. This must take place to free not just you, but the entire world from the grips of the Anglo. Because they're everywhere. The influence is everywhere now. And it must be removed. And how do you remove the influence? Right? You move the attraction of their power. You destroy their economies. You go to work and destroy their currencies, the value of their currencies. And you pitch them against one another in a trade war. Muhammad says, this is what is going on now. God goes to work to break their trade. This is what's going on, right? Huh? If they're having currency war, if they're sanctioning each other, if they're forming new alliances, what the hell is going on if it ain't the breaking of the trade of the whole world? You understand? Scripture. Again, dollar is being rejected and isolated. America is being rejected and isolated. The nations are jumping up against America. She's becoming more and more isolated. This is why we can go right back to the rise and fall of the Christian rest. It is in fall of America, and it's in the message to the black man. This is one of those chapters that you must read, okay? And to me, the first 2.5 paragraphs says it all. And notice the title, because the reason I want you to pay your close attention to these things, because sometimes things are strategically placed for you to ponder over, not just to look over and keep going, for you to give thought, to look into, to break down, you know, to analyze, and to weigh with the weight of truth. So in this book titled Message to the Black Man, as we talk about a fall of America that is taking place, it's a chapter titled Rise and Fall of the Christian West. Muhammad tells us, why did he call it the Christian West? Because the white man uses a filthy religion called Christianity, and he tries to shield himself behind that filthy religion that he named Christianity. But we, the Muslims, are the true Christians and the true followers of Christ, the Crusher, all right? So I want to get that out for you Christians who are listening. In reality, you coming home soon when you see what's coming on this beast, because this beast sees an unimaginable nightmare up there, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He knows he can't pay for his debt. He knows he can't pay his way in the future. He knows these things, and that's why he's setting the entire world in battle array, because he's saying, if I can't rule, I'm killing everybody. That's his mind. That's why he's provoking the nations to war. He wants any justification to light that match of war. You understand? So in this chapter, Rise and Fall of the Christian West, Messenger Elijah Muhammad writes, the fall of America is now visible and understandable. Stop right there. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when Elijah Muhammad was saying this, it wasn't as clear and understandable. So when he wrote this thing, he wrote this for a time when it would be clear and understandable. He foresaw something that the people sitting around him couldn't see. Because at the time, America was the dominant power. Her currency was accepted without argument. And no nation, large or small, would buck up against her openly for fear of imperial reprisal. So Muhammad is talking about a time, what time? The time that you see right now. Right? When her dollar is being discarded. When her influence is being shunned. When her comfort is being rejected. When her presence is being loathed internationally. And when her economy is in decline. Right? The fall of America. What is the fall of America? Huh? We're going to tie this in to something as I'm reading this. So that you can understand. See, I have to make you understand these things. Therefore, and Brother Jerry, I'll get you in the... Just keep your hand up, brother. Okay? Let's go to page 87 again, to the decline of the dollar. Fall of America. We're tying this into this chapter. Then we're going to play some clips, and you're going to understand what is going on. And all of this is prophecy. This is God breaking Pharaoh's hand. This is God helping Moses and his people out of bondage. This is what's going on, black man and black woman. This is God breaking the international stranglehold that America and the Western world has on everybody. So listen. Muhammad says, and I'm not going through the first part of Decline of the Dollar. I'm down to paragraph 3 and 4. And it is very important because it ties right into Rise and Fall of America. And I mean, it's just coming to me, but you know how Allah leads us on the air. So listen to this. But today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value of silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. Listen to this. This is the number one fall, and it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. Stop right there. Rewind. But today, so it wasn't happening, it was underway as Muhammad was speaking, but it wasn't as clear as you can see it today. So he was talking about a time when it would be crystal clear. Right? And he says, but today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value of silver or gold. Stop right there. When Muhammad was saying this, what was Peter Schiff? What was Mark Faber? Huh? Well, what was Mr. Boom, Doom, and Gloom? What were all these pundits that are now backing up what he said? When he talked about the destruction of the American dollar because it had no financial backing behind it. Now, everybody talks about it today, but Muhammad was talking about it when it was unfashionable to talk about it. He was giving you the gist of what to expect in this day and time. And we can truly say that he's right and exact because we're living in the exact day and hour, and we're seeing the decline of the dollar. We're seeing that all the people talking about fiat currency won't survive. We need sound backing, gold, silver, precious metals, all this investment in real estate. We need this to sustain ourselves. You hear the white man talking about it. You didn't hear him say that in 1970. You didn't hear him say it in the 60s. But Elijah Muhammad was telling you this. So did Elijah come over to them, or did they come over to Elijah Muhammad? Let's go to this, because we got to tie this in, the message of the black man, and then we got to go to the line, then we got to go to the clip. So listen to what he says. But today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not bagging their currency with silver or gold. So now we see that the currency is not being bagged by silver or gold. What does this mean, Elijah Muhammad? This is the number one fall. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. Stop right there. Now let's go over here to message to the black man, okay? And then we're going to play these clips to prove what Elijah Muhammad said, okay? The fall of America is now visible and understandable. Well, how do we understand it? Muhammad says that without the silver and gold, right, as the backing of the currency, he said that was the number one fall. So when we're looking at when Muhammad says this statement about the fall of America is now visible and understandable, he's showing you from a financial perspective and standpoint. Look at the dollar. Look at the economy. Look at what's going on. The fall of America is now visible and understandable. You can understand. You didn't understand it in the 70s, but you understand it in the 2018. Because it's so real, it's touching your pockets, touching your stomach, touching your families, touching your bills. Inflation is screwing up. He says the fall of America is now visible and understandable not only in the eyes of the scholars and scientists, but in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Meaning that this stuff will start taking place and it will be so clear when you can't buy your food, when you can't get nothing, when your money don't go as far as it is, and you're working all week long just to pay on a bill and not to pay bills off. Even the poor man will be able to open up his eyes and say, something ain't right here. This is what Elijah Muhammad is telling you. So he says, long has Allah been gradually, right, moving the power. Listen to me good. Listen closely. He says, long has Allah, meaning that as he was speaking, it had been underway. But when it became visibly and understandably clear for us, it's up to the day. Because that work had to be put into motion and it had to grind its purpose out. So that people can see it crystal. You understand what I'm saying? I hope that you're understanding what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. I talk to you and I give you analogies and I try to explain this stuff to you because I don't want to leave anything out there. I want you to have a clear and concise understanding of what is going on and why. Okay? So he says, long has a law. This is good. Has Allah been gradually removing, gradually, according to the dictionary, the word gradually means slowly, by degrees, right? So Allah has been doing this. This has been in process for a long time. Did it come in the 70s? No. Did it come in the 60s? No. Did it come in the 50s? No. When did it happen? When he uprooted the monetary system around 1914, when he brought the white world to the reality that their time was up. And gradually over time, events were taking place to bear witness, and every now and then it would rear its head. The Great Depression, then another depression, then a devaluation of their currency, their coins, because they robbed the nickels and stuff out of silver in the 50s, right? And then when you got to the 60s, they started in 65, they started robbing the nickels and the dimes of silver. And then in the 70s, they robbed the entire monetary system of gold and silver. And then the half dollars, they robbed of the silver that was left. You understand? So this has been a process. It's been gradually, by step, by degrees, slowly marching on. Why? Because certain things had to be accomplished in a certain time period. You understand? All right, so he says, long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America while few have noticed it. You didn't notice it. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you didn't notice it. But today you notice it, you see it clear. He says, this has been done by degrees, and they perceive it and they do not perceive it. The Holy Quran says, he brings powerful nations to a naught, and when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. Stop right there. Now, if you listen to the financial pundits today, they are telling you that there's a mathematical impossibility for America and the world global system to get out of this without a major, major financial disaster. As a matter of fact, they even coined the phrase a economic global reset or global economic reset. They coined that phrase, meaning to start anew, to get rid of the old. Problem is they want to be a part of the new and they want to run the new. That's the problem. You understand? So Muhammad says, and then this is causing headaches also in Pennsylvania Avenue, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because they don't know what to do because they're alienating everybody. And they don't have the power that they once had. And this is frustrating to them. So Muhammad says, the Holy Quran says, he brings powerful nations to a naught. And when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. Today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today, it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked, for the foundation has been removed. What is the foundation? The dollar. What was removed from the dollar as being the sound currency of the world? The backing of gold and silver. You understand? You see how all of this is playing in? What you see in the news and what you hear Elijah Muhammad saying, what you hear in prophecy. Do you see how this is all interconnected, interrelated? You're watching these things, and the white man is, he's doing war scenarios and economic scenarios in the Pentagon and in the halls of Washington, D.C., because he's trying to come up with a way that maybe I can survive. And all of his outcomes, he never mentions them because he knows that they all show that he has lost the war of Armageddon. They see, they show that. All praises due to the Lord. Let me go to the line real quick. I'm going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to play this clip, let you hear what Gregory is saying, then we're going to come back with some Peter Schiff, okay? So let me go to the 424, here we are. 424, you're on the air with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum salam, sir. Brother, we're going to have to I'm doing good, brother. We're going to have to change your name up, brother, to the Hitman of True, because you be hitting these devils with some serious body blows, brother.
All praise is due to Allah. I'm just giving what Elijah Muhammad said and what I'm trying to show the people, brother. And see, because they'll read these books, and just like a lot of these so-called black nationalists that read the books that they, you know, that they studied in college, and they go to this African-looking idea, and they start dreading their hair. They do it because they really don't understand the in-depth meanings of the stuff. And so what I'm trying to show these is that
all of what you hear,
Peter Schiff saying, all what you're seeing in the markets, all what you're seeing going on between Turkey and America, or Russia and America, Russia and China, China and America, NATO and China and Russia, all of that is right here.
That's right, brother, and exactly what you're touching on, and all of the writings, all of the teachings, all of the lectures of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he gives us the blueprint of what is going on. Now, all of these, you know, other, you know, nationalist, brother, Pan-Africanist, Afrocentrist, and all these other ones, brother, no matter what they're saying, if they're not adherent to what the messenger is saying, it's just folly for these day and time. It sounds good, brother, to the ear, but it's not giving you the underlying pinning of what's going on in the world today. The messenger gives you the blueprint, exactly what the devil is telling us of what is going on. He's admitting to his fall. Did no one else teach what the devil was experiencing but the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad? If you read the book, how could you not see it unless you're adding in and taking out for your own benefit? See, the reason in which, brother, you get it, you delve into it because, brother, you're not adding your 2 cents. You're giving the messenger's teachings exactly how it is. This is why Allah is blessing you with this understanding. And you get this, and you get followers, thousands of around the world that's listening to you. Now, if the white man was not the devil, brother, why would they be tuning in from Europe? Why would we be tuning in from other countries around the world? That one is calling into this channel refuting that the white man is the devil. Not one caller calls in to refute that. So you must be saying something, brother, that's hitting hard, that's true, for them to tune in. But brother, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but brother, everything that you're touching on epitomizes this one article. It's called the Economic Collapse Blog. And you put it on Hiring 1555, many of Michael Snyder articles. And the title is called "That Escalated Quickly: The Emerging Markets."
I'm looking at it right now.
Of 2018 threatened to destabilize the entire global financial system, and it's long. And in it, it said we haven't seen emerging market currencies crash like this in over a decade. And analysts are warning that if this continues, witnessed a devastating global debt crisis. Over the past decade, there has been an insatiable appetite for cheap loans in emerging market economies, and a very substantial percentage of those loans were denominated in U.S. dollars. When emerging market currencies crash relative to the U.S. dollar, lending dries up and servicing and extending existing loans become extremely oppressive, and that is precisely what we are witnessing right now. This week, most of the top headlines in the financial media have been about the crisis in Turkey. The Turkish lira fell a dollar on Monday, and it is now down about 35% over the past week. Overall, the lira has fallen 82% against the U.S. dollar in 2018, and this is putting an enormous amount of stress on the Turkish financial system. It is about credit, since Turkey has been a huge borrower in the global capital markets over the past number of years when the world's central banks were encouraging investors to stretch for yield. David Rosenberg, chief economist of strategists at Gluskin Sheff, said in his daily market note, over half of the borrowing is denominated in foreign currency. So when the lira sinks, debt servicing costs and default risks rise inexorably. Turkey's economy, just like all of the other major economies around the world, is utterly dependent on the flow of credit. And now lending is becoming greatly restricted. Meanwhile, any existing loans that were made during the lending spree of the past decade that are denominated in foreign currencies are going to be causing major problems. The following comes from CNBC. The lending spree has created two potential problems. According to Capital Economics, one is that Turkish banks look to foreign wholesale markets as a way to fund the credit boom instead of relying on more steady domestic deposits. Now the expense of servicing those loans has jumped with the lira's decline, and they will make be much more difficult for banks to roll over. The second risk is the possible sharp rise in non-performing loans, including those made in foreign currency, mostly to businesses. Many of my American readers may be wondering why they should be concerned about what is going on in Turkey. Well, the fear is that what happens in Turkey won't, and it isn't just Turkey that we are talking about. Similar scenarios are playing out in emerging markets all over the planet. And one of the most dramatic examples is Argentina. The Argentine peso has lost 8% against the U.S. dollar over the last three trading days.
And wait, overall, one second, brother. Let me interrupt you. I want you to finish reading this, but I want to say something about the Turkish lira real quick.
Yes, sir.
I'm not muting you. I want you to stay right there. I want you to pick up exactly where you left off. Matter of fact, I want you to pick up about two sentences before you left off, but I want to talk about this crisis. See, America has sanctioned Turkey for her independence, right? Listen to me good, right, brother. This is what I'm talking about. This is why America is getting this blowback. She sanctions Turkey, and then she puts tariffs on steel and iron, right? And then she is committing economic warfare against Turkey to try to cause instability in Turkey so that they can rise up and overthrow the government of Erdogan. First they tried a coup, now they tried an economic coup. Now listen, as Brother Gerald just read to you, what happens in Turkey doesn't stay in Turkey, because over half of Turkey's debt is to European banks. And this is why Europe is so scared of what's going on. Listen to me good. And they're already dealing with Greece. They're already dealing with Italy. And they say Italy has all of the makings to cause an economic collapse of the global financial markets. And all of the European banks are tied right back to the U.S. banks. You understand? He's biting off his fingers in spite of his hand. Do you understand? This is what Brother Gerald is saying to you all. I'm trying to break it down in lingo for you all. Brother, go ahead and finish up what you're saying.
Yes, sir. And it says, it isn't just Turkey that we're talking about. Similar scenarios are playing out in emerging markets all over the planet. And one of the most dramatic examples is Argentina. The Argentine peso has lost 8% against the U.S. dollar over the last three trading days. And overall, it is down about 33% over the past 4 months. In a desperate attempt to restore confidence in the currency, the central bank raised the core interest rate 5 entire percentage points on Monday to an eye-dropping 45%. Argentina took emergency steps to destabilize its currency in the wake of an emerging market rout caused by Turkey's crisis, jacking up its already highest in the world interest rate by 5 percentage points and announcing it would sell $500 million to support the peso. Policymakers set the rate for 7-day notes at a record 45% and pledged to keep it at the level at least until October. The central bank also said it plans to phase out 1 trillion pesos, 33.2 billion of short-term notes by December in an effort to limit the currency volatility that often popped up when the securities were rolled over. And the bank also changed its system for dollar auctions to make them harder for traders to anticipate. And this wasn't the first time that the central bank has made such a dramatic move. In fact, this was a rate hike that we have seen since April 27th. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has promised to intervene in Argentina with a $50 billion bailout, but that may not be nearly enough. Meanwhile, let's not forget the complete and utter disaster that Venezuela has become. According to the IMF, the inflation rate in that country is projected to hit 1,000,000% this year. 1,000,000% this year. A top UN official is warning that Venezuela is on the verge of turning into an absolute disaster of unprecedented proportions. Of course, no thanks to America. And now what was once Latin America's richest nation is about to ravage by hyperinflation. Life for most people in Venezuela is already terrible, so it might be hard to believe that it is about to get even worse, but it is. 1,000,000%. That's the inflation rate the International Monetary Fund predicts Venezuela will hit this year. Yes, it is true that Venezuela has been a basket case for some time, but things are getting a lot worse. People are starving. The entire economy is disintegrating, and chaos reigns in the streets. And we must remember that Venezuela was once one of the wealthiest nations in the entire globe. Will similar scenes soon be playing out in the other emerging markets as this new debt crisis deepens? In addition to Turkey and Argentina, currencies are also crashing in South Africa, Colombia, India, Mexico, Brazil, Chile, and a very long list of other prominent nations. If order is not restored to the currency markets, we are going to see an international debt crisis of unprecedented size and scope. So keep a close eye on the foreign exchange markets over the next few days. If emerging market currencies keep crashing, events are going to begin to escalate very, very rapidly. Thank you, brother, for that opportunity. Continue on. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I'm going to elaborate on some of the stuff, Brother Jerry just said. Now, when you look at Venezuela, and they said it's become a basket case, and it was once one of the most prosperous countries on the earth, why did it become a basket case? Because of U.S. sanctions and U.S. embargo that they put on them, the same that they did to Libya, the same that they did to Zimbabwe, the same that they did to Japan, forcing Japan to attack America in World War II. The same thing, they are repeating this, and they're trying to, and Argentina is taking 50-some billion dollars in loan, and this is to put them under the thumb of the empire. This is why Turkey, see how this goes back here? This is why Turkey says, regardless of the economic situation, we will not accept a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. This is what they stated. Why? Because doing that, you have to bow to U.S. and British dictates. You understand? Listen to me, good. So, this goes back to why America is doing it, because America knows prophecy. Remember we told you on this show that as her economics starts to deteriorate, her allies will start leaving, and we told you that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that Turkey would leave the Western Alliance. Turkey would leave the Western Alliance. Elijah Muhammad didn't make no bones about this. You call that Western Alliance NATO. But Elijah Muhammad said that they would leave and turn east and fight on the side of the Muslims. Listen to what they're asking. This is the article that came out yesterday. This is the headline. And all this is tied back to the economic warfare. See, Pennsylvania Avenue is having multiple nightmares that they cannot wake up from. And so this headline is, are Turkey's days in NATO numbered? This is the headline of the article. Even Erdogan says that if America continues to talk down to them, they'll find friends elsewhere. Listen to this. I'm going to read part of this. Turkey is the latest target for U.S. trade barriers, faces sanctions against top ministers, and is even having its purchasing of advanced U.S. weapons reconsidered. And as of today, America put a halt to that, too. So it says, the Anatolian countries' leaders have indicated that they are beginning to look somewhere else or elsewhere, feeling like the U.S. is trying to make Turkey surrender in all areas from finance to politics. on Friday. U.S. President Donald Trump doubled tariffs on imports of Turkish aluminum and steel to 20% and 50%, respectively. In addition, Trump approved on Monday the 2019 National Defense Authorization Act, complete with an amendment that prohibits sales of the advanced F-35 fighter to Turkey until the Pentagon submits a report on relations with the Muslim country in the next 90 days. Previously, on August 1st, the U.S. sanctioned two Turkish government officials. Do you know that's an act of war, brothers and sisters? While we're talking, I just wanted to bring this out to you. Do you know that that is an act of war according to international law? But listen, let's go further. It says, previously, on August 1st, the U.S. sanctioned two Turkish government officials, Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu and Justice Minister Gül, for not answering U.S. demands to release an American pastor who is in prison in Turkey on terrorism-related charges. That pastor was in there stoking violence. That's what America does. She sends all these so-called Christian aid groups up in there to try to circumvent the government so that they can find dissatisfied people in societies and fund them and fund an outfit of people so when the time comes and America gives the okay, they rise up and protest and have color revolutions and assassinations and overthrow. This is America's M.O. But listen what it goes further and says. We expect the U.S. to be faithful to our traditional friendly relations and NATO alliance. Turkish Foreign Minister Cavusoglu said in a speech in the country's capital of Ankara Monday. The state-run Anadolu news agency reported, "We support diplomacy and negotiation, but it is not possible for us to accept impositions." They're saying we're not bound. Listen to this further. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan further accused Trump of economic war, not just against Turkey. Listen to what he said. Economic war against the entire world. What have we been saying on this show for the longest? Huh? Talk back to me. Now, you discarded what we said, but now this is a world leader of the Western Alliance is saying what we've been saying. He says, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan further accused Trump of economic war against the entire world on Monday and said the new sanctions in particular were a stab in the back, the Telegraph reported. The aim of the operation is to make Turkey surrender in all areas, from finance to politics. Right? Now, it goes and says, the move damaged the Turkish currency even more, with the lira having lost nearly half its value since the year began, and some economists predicting that only a loan, listen to how they try to get Turkey in a debt, not from the AAIB, all right, not from the BRICS Bank, not from China, but only a loan from the International Monetary Fund can save the country's economy now. You see, who runs the International Monetary Fund? America and Great Britain. And if they give you money, guess what? They're going to direct your policy. You see? And it says, bluntly put, Turkey as a NATO ally is no longer a given. That's what they said. We've been telling you this was coming for the longest. We've been telling you this for long, and we're telling you how it's tied into the economic things and how Allah is bringing these things to bear on America. And as she tries to shake one nightmare, three or four stands in this place. This is a hell of a ride for America, black man and black woman. We are living in the fall of America, and some of you should be happy. All of you should be happy, but some of you love this white man. Some of you love his society, and you're gonna get what they're going to get. Listen to this. I want you to listen to a little bit. I might not play this whole clip because it's like 16 minutes. I might pick spots and pick. You know what? Before I play Gregory Mannarino because it's so long, let me play Peter Schiff because there's a couple of these things here. And then we got some other clips. But I want you to understand where we are, right? God is bringing America down. And no matter what you do, you can't run from it. As a matter of fact, in Isaiah it says, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. How do you do that? By clearing up the debris. God is holy, so you, what you do, you precede God and you destroy all of the debris, the lies that they put out there. So what you do, you show the people a clear pathway to God. Because when you move debris, what do they say? That is a clear pathway, right? So what we're doing, we're moving all of this economic and political and religious debris that has clouded and has blocked the highway so that you can make your way. Listen to what it says. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Stop right there. We're going to go a little further. But listen, what do they say? We're in a correction, right? The system is in a correction phase, meaning that it has been incorrect for so long. And an incorrect line is not a straight line. It weaves, it zigzags, right? It snakes. It's not correct. So events must take place to straighten out the crooked, right? And make the path plain. And so after that it says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So what you're seeing, Elijah Muhammad says, Turkey gonna turn. What you're seeing, Turkey turning. Elijah Muhammad says, China will rise up and become a global power and will chase down this white American man like the white American man chased down the red Indian man. What you seeing going on? Huh? He says that the nation of the East will come together against America. What you seeing going on? He says that there will be a decline and fall of the dollar. What you see going on? Huh? He said you're living in the fall of America. What is going on? And he tailor-made that message to you, the black man and woman of America. Right? Because he received it from a savior that you thought was coming but had already arrived. All of these events that you see taking place, you can look in his book. What are you talking about, theology of time? The collapse and breakdown of international trade. What is he talking about? The rising up of China and how America would try to hem China in the first and the second island chain. But the yellow man was preparing himself for that, to break through the island chain to take this white man. Right? What's going on now in the South China Sea? Isn't that what they're talking about over there? Muhammad says that the market would rise, but that was only the lull before the storm. Then it would crash, right? He said that North America has finally reached that place that had been predicted. He said North America. Look at the bubble crisis going on in Canada. Look at what's going on in America. Look at the cops out of control in Canada. Look what's going on in America. Look at the protesting in Canada. Look what's going on in America. Look at the ineptitude of government in Canada. Look at what's going on in America. Look at the growing racial and wealth divide in Canada. Look what's going on in America. The housing bubble in Canada. The housing bubble in America. The unemployment in Canada. The unemployment in America. You understand? There's no gold in Canada. She sold it all off. There's no gold in America. So what is backing this? Do you understand that these things are happening right in front of you? Yet you don't want to bear witness to it. But we're going to let Peter Schiff and these so-called Trump lovers talk for a minute, okay? And they're going to tell you, something's going to slip out of their mouth. So I want you to pay close attention to this clip here, okay? Here we go.
Gold is near a 12-month low, not in Tehran, but 12-month low here, of about 1215, with futures down over $7 an ounce earlier today. To help us out, we are joined once again by Peter Schiff, the CEO of Chief and Chief Global Strategist at Euro-Pacific Capital. Peter, it's so good to see you again. We haven't had you on for a while, but we appreciate you being with us. Many folks, we spoke about this before, said that when rates went up, gold would tank, but that didn't happen at the beginning. It didn't happen for a while, but now we see these lower prices. Is that because of the interest rates?
No, I don't think so. I think it's because of the collective delusion among investors around the world that the U.S. economy is actually booming when it's not, and the U.S. is going to win the trade war when it can't. And so I think when reality rears its head, I think gold prices are headed much higher. Right now, they're just around a little bit above 1,200, and I would imagine there'll be some pretty good support around this level. Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, what are the components that could push gold up? You talk about people really haven't, you know, gotten the full magnitude of what's going on in the economy. We talk about the trade and the tariffs all the time here, not just the rhetoric, but the reality. And that's really hard to quantify to date, but it won't be as time goes forward. And we've spoken in the past, Peter, about the tax cuts and how that might help or may not help the economy. What are the key components that we should be looking at, sort of the metrics that might push gold forward?
Well, I think the economy was a bubble when Trump was elected, and he's managed to blow a little air back into it. It probably would have already been deflating. You know, your previous guest was going over all of the low unemployment numbers, but they're just as fake now as they were when Trump called out Obama for touting these same statistics. The labor force participation rate has imploded, and so the reason that people are not officially unemployed is because they're not counted, but they are not looking for work, and the stock market is a bigger bubble now than it was when Trump pointed it out as a candidate. So I think as the economy rolls over, because the tax cuts was a bit of an artificial stimulus, but the larger deficits that the tax cuts produce will be a bigger drag on the economy than the temporary boost from the cuts, because it's disingenuous to claim credit for cutting taxes when you simultaneously make government more expensive, which is what Donald Trump did by signing bills to increase military spending and to increase welfare spending. We have a bigger, more expensive government now that taxpayers need to pay for. And if they're not going to pay for it with income taxes, they're going to do it with additional debt, higher inflation, higher consumer prices, and that's what we're seeing. Consumer prices are rising, rates are rising, and those trends are going to continue. And I think as the economy goes back into recession and as it becomes obvious that we are going to lose the trade war, because we are right now benefiting from the subsidies that foreign economies are extending to us by allowing us to buy what they produce on credit. And when they stop doing that, it's Americans that are going to suffer. And I think the dollar is going to collapse. And, of course, once the dollar starts going down, people will be rushing into gold.
Yeah, that seems to make some sense. And you were so correct. I want to tip my hat to you about the tax cuts. I mean, you know, I thought they were disproportionately spread out, Peter. But you talked about how they weren't going to be much of a stimulus. And I think you just used the phrase artificial there. They have certainly been proven to be used more than anything else for stock buybacks. And that doesn't really go to help move the economy. Anyway, we appreciate you joining us, Peter. We hope you'll come back soon. The CEO and Chief Global Strategist at Euro-Pacific Capital, Peter Schiff. Thanks, Peter.
So you see, he says that America can't win that war. Elijah Muhammad told you they couldn't win. Said America can't win the war. If it was just America against China or America against Russia or America against North Korea, maybe she could win because she has just as many weapons as they have. He said, but it's a hidden power behind the scene that's directing these affairs. Matter of fact, I believe it's in the fall of America. He talks about that. It could be page 233 or something like that. I'm not looking at it right now, but something like that. But I want you to, Elijah Muhammad was telling you this, and Peter Schiff is telling you that, man, they're manipulating the ghost. They're manipulating it to try to keep the prices artificially low, but, and America's a beneficiary, but with her sanctions, and at the same time cutting her tax revenue. Think about this. Who in the hell, listen to me good, because sometimes you have to use this word like Muhammad says. Who in the hell is Malcolm when Muhammad says that? Sometimes you have to use this to direct anger to let people know how serious this is. So I'm going to say it again. Who in the hell would cut taxes, right, especially amongst the rich who can afford to pay taxes, and yet up spending in war, spending in so-called defense, and spending in so-called color revolution, their aid programs overseas? Who would do that? So to do that and not be aware that you are only creating bigger debt bubbles means that you are in derision, mean that you are blinded by your own madness, that you can't see that your policy is a hindrance to your nation's progression. You understand? You understand? Brothers and sisters, I, for the life of me, some of this stuff goes over people's head and I can't see why. But she's trying to manipulate, but she can't manipulate that gold and silver no more. As a matter of fact, Elijah Muhammad puts it like this. She has become a house filled with evil practices, with every member of her nation taking part. Yet she has been blessed with her great harvest. Listen to this good. Yet she has been blessed with her great harvest of food, which is enough to feed the nation of the earth, with her great advancement into the heights of mechanical knowledge, and with her great wealth in silver and gold. See, she had the silver and gold that enabled her once upon a time. See that? Once upon a time. So we're in that time that she no longer can do that. To command the value of silver and gold of the world. Remember what Peter Schiff says? As America continues to do this, and America stops benefiting from the subsidies of other countries and the good nature of other countries by allowing her to spend credit, right? The dollar will collapse, and people will run into gold and silver, and the price will spike, right? Right? This is what Peter Schiff just said, right? Now, Elijah said, but as it is written, in all of this growing up of wealth and power, the axe of justice was laid at the root of this great tree of prosperity and the authority of the nations of the earth to be used by the Holy One to put a stop to their evil practices and injustices to the righteous. So what you see going on is the collapse of American influence, not only politically, not only with her currency, not only economically, but it is to stop her. This is why China started a gold exchange. This is why Iran and China and Russia also started a oil and gas bourse, a trading foundation outside of the Western domination, the British and the Texas crude or whatever. This is what they're doing it for. They have implemented structures that when the Western structures collapse, it would not create chaos in their near vicinity. You understand what I'm saying? This is an unimaginable nightmare that has 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue up all night. They see this, brothers and sisters. They see this, and they see it as clear as day. And there's absolutely nothing that they can do to stop this. And what's crazy about it is that you still believe in this system. You still believe this man can stop this. And you see the uprising, the revolutions that's going on, the constant protests, the constant brutality. Do you know that America is bringing herself into this position? You understand? The reason the nations are doing this is because God has turned the nations against her for the way that she has and that she continues to treat us. Matter of fact, in a chapter called The Great Commotion, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, isn't this something, the Great Commotion? Not just a commotion, but the Great Commotion, meaning something of an enormous value that will take place. Listen closely. The Great Commotion of the government and people of America. Now, he's specifically talking about America. We transition from the global economy to America. He says, the civil unrest, the insurrection, stop right there. What are we seeing? Black Lives Matter. Stop killing us. The protests, right? The insurrection, with all of these white people coming out of the woodwork with their racism that you can see open. This is the manifest that man will see. The insurrection. We stand strong on the Constitution. Yeah, you do it when the Constitution benefits you. That's what the white man does, these his retractable laws. Muhammad says, the mental excitement, how so many people are angry and dissatisfied and anxious over the well-being or the future politically and economically of America. He says, and the noisy confusion. The people are confused, and it's hard to find unity. The government is confused, and it's hard to find unity. The messenger says, there is no action that is being taken. Listen, this is good, because some of these, we got to hear this. Listen close to what he says. There is no action that is being taken, nor can there be any action taken that will bring the people to a better condition of civil action. Why? Because we're in the midst of the judgment. And these things must take place in the allotted time. You understand? So it goes further and says, the white man, the American white people, have practiced evil and injustice to the man in the mud, the black slave, for so long that they think that there would never be any divine action taken against them for such evil and injustice. But listen to this part. But this is what is now affecting America. It is the action of divine justice for the poor man, the black man. So all that you see taking place right now is divine retribution. Because remember, according to the scriptures, God did this because he was angered because of the way this arrogant ruler had mistreated and mishandled his sacred and chosen vessels in his midst. Remember, the vessels were stolen in the beginning anyhow. And not only did they steal them, but they did not assign to them the value of their worth. And after that, they just mishandled them and mistreated them and abused them. And God was angered over that. He was angered for that due to the fact that the rulers thought that there would never be, they had gotten to a point, and they had become so arrogant, so full of hubris, so inebriated on what they said was power, that they thought that nothing could challenge them. Don't you hear that in the doctrine and the policy of American thinkers and think tanks and government, even in the media? Oh, nobody can challenge America militarily. Oh, we're a rich nation. No nation can challenge us economically. We will just sanction them or we'll break their economy. China can't beat us in an economic war. And Peter Schiff just told you, yes, they can. And they will. Because they are the debt holders. And they hold the gold. And they hold the manufacturing. And they are the largest exporter, the largest importer, the largest trader, the largest manufacturer, the largest banker to the world. How in the hell can you beat your banker with a checkbook of a negative 16 and the banker that you're trying to fight has unlimited resources? Do you understand? But only a deluded mind would think that they have a possibility of winning. So God said he would feed them their own flesh as it were sweet wine. They are now finna get a good helping of the flesh of America, the heart of America, the dollar, because it is going to be flooded back in the U.S. and hyperinflation will be impossible to mask. And this is one of the unimaginable nightmares on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They see the end in sight. They understand that there's no way out of this, black man and black woman. It's only you that still believe that America can get herself out of this. Now, mind you, all this scripture that we've gone through, all of this showing us that God is going to break America to her knees, and yet you will still find some way to try to defend America for her wickedness. You will still try to find a way to justify America's madness. That's because you have suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, and you identify with your oppressor. That's what you do. You identify with your abuser, and no matter what you try to do, listen to me good. Nothing you do and nothing you say can prevent prophecy from taking place. Because it's divinely ordained. And this is the fall of America, whether you want to believe it or not. So some of you need to get this message, black man, black woman. Because it's not that hard to get if you would sit down and just think things through and put them on a scale of facts and weigh them. It's not that hard. It's not that hard at all. God gives us something. He says, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any, and I will deliver my own, regardless to whom or what. Our God is here, black man and black woman. You should be rejoicing to see these events take place. You should be rejoicing that you're living in the fall of America, because the fall of America means the collapse of Anglo power universally and the ushering in of that aboriginal power, that aboriginal order that was lying dormant asleep for the past 6,000 years. This aboriginal order is that of divine with unlimited progress. It's something that should be prayed for. Brothers and sisters, I want to say to you right here, now, as the times get harder, right, don't give up. As the days seem longer, don't give up. Regardless of your circumstances,